Thank you so much for staying online. Is this Brenda?
Yeah.
Hi, Brenda. My name is Samantha Hayes. I was calling you from the compliance team to discuss your concerns. Do you have like quick 5-10 minutes? Can we discuss this through?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. So as far as I know, I'm going to tell you what I know and what I'm aware of so far, and then you can confirm or deny or approve, whatever. If there's any addition to it, then you can let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so as far as we go, I believe you provided the specifications. You received the initial mock-up on all three book covers, which you did not like, so you provided us revisions on all three of them. And the descriptions that I have on all three covers are as follows. Let me just read them out. And these were taken or extracted from your call recording that just took place in the second round. Okay, the alligator dance, a Florida State Park ranger, have him in profile looking out over Florida landscape. That is for the alligator dance. 13-year-old kidnapped by the bad guys, two young boys sitting on an old wooden dock. One boy is sitting and watching, the other one is standing. They have an old bloodhound dog with a bell, and that to Florida. This one was not delivered yet. The revised version hasn't been delivered to you because it's currently in progress. So we'll skip that one. Let's talk about the last one, the snake traders. A white van on a road traveling through Florida with a board on the highway that says, "Welcome to the Sunshine State." Sign on the highway as you enter Florida. Okay. Now, these were the descriptions that you provided for the covers. One of them is in progress. The revised version was not delivered to you. However, the first one, the alligator dance and the snake crater, the revised versions were delivered to you. Now, if I look at the alligator dance, that is not really following the criteria or specifications or the description that you provided. This will need to be revised. I can clearly see that you were talking about a guy, a park ranger, you know, facing his back on the cover and then looking over the landscape of Florida, if I'm not wrong. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also you sent me a black man, and my character is a Seminole Indian, and I did specify in the blurb that I sent that he was a Seminole Indian.
Yes.
Am I getting a black man?
Yeah, okay. And the third one that we're talking about, the snake craters, you said that a white van should be moving through the highway and there should be a board there which says, "Welcome to the Sunshine State." Now, this sort of matches your description. In fact, this does match your description. What's the issue with this cover?
Well, for one thing, it's taken 14 days since you get the first cover, and it's all wrong.
Okay, what is wrong with this particular cover, the one that you received, the revised version with the white van and the board that says, "Welcome to the Sunshine State"?
Okay, nobody is listening to me. It was in the background that I wanted the van, a small van traveling on a road with the "Welcome to the Sunshine State" sign. And the has anybody seen the "Welcome to the Sunshine State" sign? It's green and white. It's green and white, not brown.
You want that to be specifically like it is, like you're talking about the actual picture of that, right?
Yes, the actual sign, yes. Dealing with this.
Okay.
I have been calling and calling and trying to get people to answer my emails, trying to get people to answer the phone, trying to get people on the chat line, and nobody is answering me. It's very, very frustrating.
I apologize. That's the reason why I'm...
14 days of trying to get people to listen to me, and I am done. I am f***ing done. I want a refund. That is the end of it. I want a refund. I am done.
I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, Brenda. Looking at the situation, that's the reason why I got involved in the case, okay? Now, you do understand. Let me just tell you a few pointers or a few things why we are working back and forth on this. By the way, Brenda, your package includes unlimited revisions. Understand something, that these covers that we produce, we pick up stock videos, stock pictures from registered owners, for example, Shutterstock or any other third party like that, so that we don't face any copyright issue. We work to modify those pictures. Now, what you're asking for, it's to the T, precise. In other words, we will need to, and there are a lot of things that we need to keep in consideration. It's not going to be detailed the same. So you need to keep that factor in mind. Otherwise, you know, if you want it to the point, then we will actually need to go out there, shoot a particular photo, and then work on the book cover. And that will get very expensive for you. So it always works in a certain manner with any other company that you're going to sign up with or possibly work with in terms of the design or work art. See, there's something in your imagination, and you are providing this description according to that. But you do know that every individual
has... Hold on a second. I have published 23 books. I have created my own covers using Photoshop and using other production companies. I know how this is done. So don't try blowing smoke up my skirt.
No, I'm not trying to do that. All I'm trying to explain to you is that getting the exact thing, getting the exact match, it becomes difficult sometimes. Sometimes we face resolution issues. Sometimes the exact accurate image is not available online for purchase, even to modify it. But I do understand where you're coming from. And you will need to provide some flexibility in terms of the creativity. What I'm trying to say is that if I tell you something, for example, I'm telling you to actually draw a picture or work on a cover in which I want a girl standing in the middle of the park and there should be a seesaw in front of her, and that's what I would like on the cover to be. Now, if you interrupt, interpret that, you might interpret a different kind of park. Maybe the park has fencing. Now, another person might interrupt that, having multiple swings in the background, and the third one might not have any swings whatsoever, just a seesaw and without fencing. What I'm trying to explain to you, Brenda, is that the unlimited revisions, they are part of your process. You paid for that. Do not get frustrated with it. We are very close. I mean, the cover that I'm looking at and listening to your description as well, I understand what you're wanting. And this is a very close cover. It actually looks good too, but I understand that you want exactly that same picture. Now I got the point. So this cover is sorted out. And Brenda, I'm not going to give this order to anybody else, not even your project manager. You're only going to talk to me one last time, and if it doesn't work out, I'm initiating your refund without any questions. No questions asked, no negotiation at all. Just give me this final chance, and we're going to have a detailed discussion on all three of the covers, so I'm not missing out anything. Is that fair enough?
Okay. I just went on the internet, and I have pulled up several signs that say, welcome to Florida, welcome to the
Sunshine
State.
Send me the picture. Send us the picture. Send us that exact picture.
I can make this cover myself, but I was trying to save time by having you guys. I can make these covers myself.
I understand that, Brenda, and I'm truly sorry for the inconvenience you faced. Nobody... And no one here, I'm being very honest with you, nobody intended to make you frustrated or to get you aggravated. I swear to God, Brenda. See, this is our bread and butter. We're not going to do this intentionally. I understand you're getting frustrated by the process, but I'm here to take one final take on this entire order. If it doesn't work out, Brenda, I'm going to straight away process your refund. Because I understand your time is precious and you cannot, you know, simply be in that cycle or in that vicious loop. So
I even sent Steve or somebody the image of the first book cover.
The alligator dam?
The background that I wanted. I sent him the image of the background that
I
wanted.
Let me look for it. Give me a quick moment, okay?
We're going to
have one final discussion. I know. I understand. I'm very sorry, Brenda. I'm going to stay on this phone with you until I have all the information, and then I'm not going to bother you. I'm going to sit down personally with the team, make sure that they are doing exactly what they are told or instructed by you, okay? One final take. If it doesn't work, as I said, we are proceeding with the refund. Refund is not an issue, Brenda. The only reason why I'm talking to you at this point of time, it's because we do not want a dissatisfied customer, and we do not want to end things this way. We want a long-term relationship with you, and you matter to us. So I know you're frustrated. Just stay on the line with me. Let me pull up the pictures, okay? And we'll go through it together. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I don't trust you people to do what you have to do.
You don't need to trust us. All I'm asking for is a leap of faith, just one last step, and that you don't even need to take. I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to do everything. I'll take care of it. And if it doesn't work, I know I'm not going to have any regrets, and I will initiate your refund immediately. We're not going to have a second conversation. I swear to God. Okay?
Okay,
stay on the line, please. And you can have a glass of water in the meanwhile, all right? Just stay calm, relax, don't stress. It'll all get sorted. Thank you very much for being online, Brenda. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. I am actually looking at all the files that you sent in to us from day one and until now. 15 days ago, I see that you sent a small cover which says the alligator dance. And I see it's like a pond or a lake at the bottom, and then there's an alligator on top, and somebody has put in a text in red. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the original cover. That's the original cover.
Okay. All right. So are you expecting something similar to this?
No.
For the alligator dance? Okay, let's come back to the alligator dance. Let me find the one with the white van. Welcome to the state. Okay, let's see. Brenda, do you remember where exactly did you send us the picture, the actual picture, the one that you're referring to?
Would have been in the last couple days, the 12th or the 13th.
Okay, I'm looking at the entire correspondence that you had with your project managers. They sent you the brief forms. You filled out the brief forms for all three book covers, and you sent three pictures of the original book covers, one for each, right? And then after that, I see conversations, and then we delivered you on the 12th of July, we delivered you the first mock-up. And I still do not see any picture sent from your end, which was the alligator dance. Okay. Skipping to 13th of July, then we sent you a mock-up for the snake traders. And let's move down. Brenda, it's not here. Are you sure you sent it in?
Oh, I thought I did. Okay, I'm going to send you the welcome to the Florida sign.
Perfect. Okay, you send that picture, and you told me something else as well. In the current mock-up that I'm seeing, the white van is in focus, and then just down the road, we are seeing Welcome to the Sunshine State sign. But you told me that you want to see the white van in the background. In other words, we are looking at an empty road. The sign should be nearer, and the van should be further down the road, right? Is that what you mean when you see it in the background?
Yeah, there's also got I was expecting to receive these in order, so I really wasn't thinking too much about the third one because I was expecting to get these in order.
Mm-hmm.
So the third one also has to have a cobra coming out of a clear plastic container that is on it. Side, like it has been dropped. That's why I want the van in the background going down the road with the sign.
Okay, so the sign and the van will be further away, and we will be focusing on the cobra coming out, right? Where will that be placed? In the middle of the road or coming out of the grass? How would that be placed in the picture?
It's in the foreground, in the middle of the book cover, let's say.
Brenda, there's a lot of distortion. Can you repeat what you just said?
Okay. You need the tagline at the top left corner of the book. Then you have the title of the book. Then you would have the road and the van, let's say, in the distance.
Okay.
With the sign.
Okay.
Then you would have the cobra coming out of the container on its side.
On its side, as in on the road?
Not on the road.
On the cover.
On the cover, but it doesn't have to be on the road.
Okay, all right. So in other words, we are actually putting that cobra on the cover according to the alignment of the text content, like the title and the subtitle. It doesn't have to be part of that environment or the background of the cover, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
An inch down from the road.
Okay, all right. Okay, that makes sense to me. Brenda, are there any specifications in terms of what kind of cobra it has to be, any colors or any kind of breed or any specific instructions that you are looking for in particular? Or we can work around these details.
Yeah, it has to be flaring. It has to be when a cobra flares. You see him standing up.
Yes.
You know, flaring. And in the original cover, it is a Caspian cobra, which makes sense in the first paragraph of the book.
Mhm.
So if you look at the original cover, you'll see the type of cobra.
Mhm. Okay. All right, sorted. I think this cover we have discussed in detail, and I know exactly what you're looking for now, so this is sorted. Now I'm going to move on to the alligator dance. And
okay.
From what I can understand, it says that, okay, the snake craters, we're done with that. A Florida State Park Ranger have him in profile looking out over Florida landscape. He's going to be an Indian guy. That's the first thing. And his back should be towards us, like whoever is looking at the cover, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me add that here. An Indian guy, and he's back.
Yeah, so long as he's white.
I'm sorry?
White with dark hair.
Okay. And Florida landscape. Is there any particular picture or view in your mind that you are anticipating for us to incorporate? Because when I search Florida landscape, I'm getting multiple image references here. So how
I'm
about
sorry.
This? Can I send you something? Can I send you some references that I'm getting, and then maybe you can select something from there?
I'm trying to find the one that I sent you.
Okay. Oh, you did send something for this picture as well.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay.
This is why I'm so frustrated, because I sent everything.
And surprisingly, Brenda, I do not see any of those images here. I only see the old covers that you sent in, and that's it. No references.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Okay, that's fine. You know, take your time, and you can send that to me once we hang up. Don't worry about that. I want to have a final discussion on the third cover. Since the team is already working on it, I just want to make sure that they do not provide anything incorrect. So I'm just going to go over it, recap it a bit, and then I'll wait for the two images for you to send in. One for the sign. And the reference image that you told me about the snake craters. The second one will be for the Florida landscape. Okay.
Yeah.
One more thing. Anything else specific about the alligator dance? So far, what I have, let me just recap that. It's a Florida State Park Ranger who is an Indian guy. His hair will be black, and he will be of fair complexion. Have him in the profile looking out over Florida landscape. Florida landscape, you will send me a reference image for that, so we will work according to that. And the guy needs to be facing the other side. That means that his face will not be showing here. It will just be his back. It'll be a pose from the back, and that he's looking at the landscape. So far, I have this. Is there any other particular instructions apart from this on this cover?
I think that's got it. I think that's got
it. That's it?
Yeah.
Anything else specific that you might have in mind or you're anticipating or picturing?
I think that's it for now. I do
okay.
get so frustrated when nobody answers me.
I know, and I understand what kind of a feeling that is. That's the reason why I wanted to have a detailed discussion with you one last time. Brenda, I don't know if it's a good thing about me or a bad thing. Sometimes it becomes a bad thing, too. I'm not an easy give-up person. I'm not that kind of a person. I like to give it, take it towards the end, right towards the end, and see if I can fix things. I'm a fixer, and I'm a perfectionist, in other words. What I'm trying to say
okay.
is that. And because of that, I invest a little too much until I know that the things are out of my hand. And until unless I would not try this out, I cannot let you go. And it's not, I'm not saying that I'm denying any refund or anything like that. That is your basic consumer right. It's just that there's going to be something inside me saying that, you know what, you did not try hard enough. You gave up before time. And that's the only reason why I'm having this discussion with you, okay? I want to give it one final try, give it 200%, all my best, and if it doesn't work after that, then I'll accept it. That, you know what, this is something that I failed at. Acceptance is very important. So again, back to that. I'm so sorry. I'm boring you with my discussions and all of this. Sorry about that. Let's go back to the third one, the one that you haven't received so far, the revised version. Okay, let me give you the description that I have so far, and then you can let me know if there are any other specifications that I need to consider or look after. All right, so I have 30 years old, kidnapped by the bad guys, two young boys sitting on an old wooden dock. One boy is sitting and watching, the other one is standing. They have an old bloodhound dog with a bell, Florida. Okay, what do you mean by this? 13-year-old kidnapped by the bad guys. How are we going to picture that or picturize that or create that on the cover?
Okay, the boys are 13 years old. Okay, they're not very young. The only pictures I'm finding are that they're very young. So these are, you know, verging on teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So they've got to be, you know, 13 years old or so, okay? Barefoot. They have to be barefoot.
Okay.
Okay. And they have to, okay. I have just sent you the image for the Florida, for the first one. For
okay.
The alligator background.
Yeah. Continue with the description.
Okay. That's about it. That's about it.
Okay. When I'm reading this, I'm getting a little confused. So let me ask you this. We're putting two kids sitting on an old wooden dock. How are we going to show that they're kidnapped and they're barefoot?
Well, just don't put shoes on them and they're barefoot. You don't
okay.
have to show that they're kidnapped.
They just have to be barefoot and they can be like randomly sitting and watching.
Yes, yes.
Okay. What are they watching?
Well, they're just fishing for now. They're just fishing for now.
Fishing?
Yes, they're fishing.
Okay.
One of them has a fishing pole.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to show sort of like a lake or a pond or a place where they are fishing. They're sitting at the dock and they're fishing.
River.
And
yeah.
That dock
river.
Doesn't need to be anything in particular, right? Whatever we see, which seems fitting according to the description of the boys and the picturization, we can use anything in regards to the background, right? There's nothing specific about the background, correct?
Yeah, We're still in Florida.
Florida, okay, all right. But there's no way of indicating this on the cover. You understand that, right?
Say that again.
I'm saying that they're still in Florida, but we are taking a portrait shot of two boys sitting and fishing. So there is no way of indicating that they are in Florida. But of course, we'll go with the assumption that, yeah, they are in Florida. Like, for example, for the steak traders, we were using the board. Now, that's a unique sign. Everybody knows whoever has gone to Florida or whoever has been through that, they know that this is something that is unique, which will stand out, and people will automatically know that this is Florida. But if we are looking at two kids sitting on a dock and fishing randomly, there's no way of indicating that they are in Florida in specific, right? Or are you looking for any kind of indication?
Well, you'd have to have Florida trees and stuff behind them.
Florida trees and stuff, okay. In specific, when you say that you have to have Florida trees behind, what are you referring to?
Well, palm trees, oak trees.
Palm trees and oak trees.
And I'm trying to find one here. God help me. I'm doing all the work.
That's fine. You don't need to find any references. The reason why I'm asking you questions like this, because I know that you are actually worried about the minor details. It's not like, usually what happens is that a customer provides us a description and we work around that. Sometimes we tweak it as well. So it's never 100% matched to the description provided. But in your case, we need to give you exactly 100% match. Otherwise, it will be an issue. And that's what you've been going through back and forth. That's the reason why I'm asking you all these questions. So don't worry, you already mentioned that it could be palm trees, it could be oak trees. We'll work around that and I'll figure something out, okay?
I got it.
Okay. Okay, I'm moving on to the next pointer that I have here. The other one is standing. One boy is sitting and watching. Maybe he's fishing. The other one is standing. Okay. That we can figure out. They have an old bloodhound dog with a bell. Okay. That makes sense, too. So the dog is sitting with them, or we can place him anywhere, right, wherever he fits in the picture.
Yeah, he's laying down on the dock. He's guarding a pair of old boots.
Okay. Okay. So an old pair of boots. That's there, too.
Old pair of boots. I have just sent you a picture of a river bank with the kind of trees and background that I want.
Okay, perfect. And an old pair of boots, is that going to be one of the kids?
Yes.
So both kids are barefoot, but there's only one pair of boots there.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And that is it?
That's it.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again, Brenda. Without wasting any more time, I'm going to go ahead and have a meeting with the designers, and hopefully by Monday, I'm going to send you something on which you're going to say, this is perfect. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No worries. And please, Brenda, one more time, don't stress out. I'm taking care of this. If it doesn't work, it's just the weekend that you have to go through. You're not going to have to answer or talk to anyone in detail. I'm just going to go ahead and process your refund on Monday. So either you're getting your covers right on Monday or we are initiating a refund. Sounds good?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Have yourself a wonderful weekend ahead. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.